brave and selfless act, he lost his life. And while the exact circumstances of Monday are still being worked out, what we know so far is extremely worrying and points to a growing trend of extremism. In the last couple of years, we've seen the terrible impacts of conspiracy theories laid bare. In Melbourne, paramedics have been attacked because of disinformation about vaccines. And we've seen rallies opposed to the pandemic response bring a noose to the front of Parliament. While the more visible parts of the pandemic health response are now winding down, we continue to see some people push division based on disinformation and conspiracy. And while we know so far, this tragedy appears to be another example of how this harms our community. In coming to grips with this shocking event and the horrific loss of life, my thoughts are with the victims' family, their families and the communities. And I hope it serves as a wake-up call to those who would sow the seeds of conspiracy and division.